Hello guys, this is Mentor Shelley coming to you, wanting to get some things clarified as far as what exactly is an executive summary in your professional career. Long gone are the days where people put objectives on their resumes now, and I also want to kind of give you an update on what's an executive summary and why is it important in today's career market, in today's job market. What an executive summary is nothing more than a career highlight of achievements, of, you know, some of your, you know, pointed experience that you've had so far that an employer or someone looking to, you know, seek your services will find beneficial to know. Like, say, for example, if you're in sales and you achieve the highest sales for the quarter and you got an award of some kind, then you would mention something like that. Or things of that nature. You would put things that highlight what type of professional you truly are. And where those would be placed, the executive summaries can usually, depending on where you are in your career, if you're at the beginning stages, whether you just graduated from high school or college and you're looking to jump out there with your career, you're not sure of, okay, where does this go? That goes right in the front part, the top part of your resume. If you're at mid-career, you know, professional, or have at least 5 to 7 years of experience, that could either be on the resume or that could also be a separate page in a professional portfolio, which I'm gonna also make another recording in regards to that as far as what a professional portfolio is. If you're not sure what any of this, you know, any of these pieces are in your career journey, definitely you can definitely work with me on getting clarity on what those are and how you can get those developed for yourself by reaching out to me and scheduling a career strategy call. To pretty much for you to get clear on where you are now, what you want to achieve, and what it's going to take to get you there. I'm definitely, you know, here to, you know, to get that straightened out and get that clarified for you in this session. Now, just to clarify how you would use that if you're at a senior level, whether it be management or executive leadership, such as directors, vice presidents, things of that nature, then you definitely want to have the executive summary on the resume in certain portions, but the bulk of the executive summary as a separate page in your professional profile. And most people in those particular positions either already have one done or they're working on revising it based on where they are now professionally. So that's just give you a synopsis of what an executive summary is and how it's used and why it's important. It is important for you to have it. It's death-defyingly detrimental when you don't have it in place. So if you're if you're struggling to put this together, or you're not sure of what to do or where to go with it, or, you know, you're having challenges with that, definitely schedule a career strategy call with me so we can get clear as to what it is that you need and where it is that you are, so we can get you where you need to be career-wise. This is Mentor Shelley coming to you. You can always reach out to me via the strategy call so we can get those things clarified for you. Or you can send me an email at mentorshelley3@gmail.com so we can, you know, clarify exactly what it is you need, and we can definitely work with you on those pieces. Thank you so much, and I hope, just for your sake, that you're having a productive day.